Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and chart-topping chum, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like, wherever you like. You can team up with your family, take on a friend, or just quiz yourself. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 1992, Boys and Girls, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn a bit about pop history and join in on other games. I love to see everyone that plays from all over the world. And today we're giving a shout out to our players listening over in Milton Keynes, United Kingdom. Thank you for tuning in. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're headed back 33 years, all the way back to the year 1992. This was when the Cold War ended. Only about 1 million computers worldwide had internet access, and Cartoon Network premiered for the first time. We have 5 questions for you, all about the music news from the year 1992. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Let's get started. Question 1. In January 1992, the movie Free Jack hit cinemas and starred which member of the Rolling Stones? Question 2. In April 1992, a $1,000 reward was offered after a bustier belonging to which female singer was stolen from a display? Question 3. Which hit Disney musical, which featured the song A Whole New World, hit cinemas in November of 1992? Question 4. In February 1992, Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain married which singer from the band Hole? Question 5. In February 1992, which British band, known for the hit Justified and Ancient, called it quits after appearing at the Brit Awards? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Boys and Girls. You're going to receive 5 clues about popular songs, all of which mention either the word boy or the word girl somewhere in the song title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Question 6. Cyndi Lauper exploded onto the scene with this feminist debut single in 1983. Question 7. Brandy and Monica battled back and forth on this 1998 hit duet. Question 8. Thin Lizzy sang about the return of some people on this 1976 hit rock song. Question 9. Christina Aguilera expressed the needs of a woman on this 1999 number one hit. Question 10. Don Henley sang about brown skin shining in the sun on this classic hit from 1984. That is it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Who am I? Clue one. I was born on the 12th of January, 1974, in England. Clue 2. I had my sights set on entertainment, completing a college diploma in musical theatre and becoming a qualified dance teacher. In my early 20s, my life would change after I spotted an advertisement in an entertainment magazine. Clue 3. Responding to the magazine advert, I auditioned and successfully joined a new British girl group. My career exploded in 1996 when my group landed a series of hit singles. Clue 4. I dabbled in my first solo music with the 1998 Bryan Adams hit duet When You're Gone, and then my debut solo single Going Down in late 1999. Clue 5. I am a member of the Spice Girls, and my number one solo hits include I Turn to You and Never Be the Same. That's all of the rounds complete. We're going to be right back to reveal all the answers after this break. Welcome back. Let's see who's on top and who's a flop, starting with the year 1992. Question 1. Mick Jagger starred in Free Jack alongside Emilio Estevez and Anthony Hopkins. The latter would later describe the film as terrible. Question 2. Madonna owned the bustier, which she wore in the Open Your Heart music video. Question 3. Aladdin released in theatres in November 1992. Question 4. Courtney Love married Kurt Cobain in February of 1992. And question 5. The KLF. They announced their retirement and dumped a dead sheep outside the Brit Awards after party. Continuing on to round two, boys and girls. You were looking to identify hit songs that had either the word boy or the word girl somewhere in the title. These are the ones that we were looking for. Question 6. Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. Question 7. The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica. Question 8, The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Question 9, What a Girl Wants by Christina Aguilera. And question 10, The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Melanie C. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many of those clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can actually vote in the episode poll right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play extra games like Smash or Trash or Hot or Not. You can also support the show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you are listening from right now. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.